soon as we hit our late 20s and 30s, we come to the realization that our childhood days will never come back. We spend the rest of our lives reminiscing about our school days and our college days, and we often refer to these times as our golden years. We hold on to these memories and we feed on that nostalgia. Those afternoons spent outside college. All those evenings spent playing around with colony friends. The sleepovers when we turned 16. The staying up all night talking to friends. Those late night MSN chats and those conversations with strangers asking them for their ASL. Those landlines and those dial-up internets. Gosh, this list is so endless and each memory tickles this sensitive place in our mind. This tickle is so confusing that it makes us giggle while bringing that one little tear to the corner of our eyes. All these magical memories and all this nostalgia is the topic of my podcast today. My name is Isha and this podcast is called Culture Chaos. Having spent all of my life as a proud Mumbai girl, my mind sort of went for a toss when I moved abroad. And since the past 7 years, I have been traveling from one country to another and have lost count of how many cities and houses I have moved. Culture chaos is what the state of my mind is. All my experiences of life away from home, trying to just make sense out of things. For me, it all begins with sounds. You're listening to a podcast yourself, so you know that sound alone has the power to reach depths of the soul that we don't even know exist. Everything is in this sound vibration. The sound of the Mumbai beach waves. The sound of the local train tracks when the trains are empty in the afternoons and the warm breeze is trying to make up for the harshness of the sunlight. You know, my mom and all these ladies in my house used to carry a bunch of keys which would hang on their sari waists, and this sound of the keys became a sound of me knowing that my mom was at home. There was something magically comforting about the sound of the keys, you know. It's amazing how many memories are associated with sound. Just think about it. Now combine the sound of chirping birds and vegetable sellers coming in your neighborhood. Isn't that every morning of growing up back in India? Or think about the vibrations carried by an evening azan or temple and church bells. We got so conditioned to hearing them during our childhood that now if we occasionally hear these sounds, they trigger very specific memories, and this sound has the power to make us relive a whole moment or a whole period of our lives. So I looked it up and I tried to see if science had an answer for it. And of course it did. Science says that a certain part of our brain is in charge of processing our senses. The touch, sound, taste, sight, and smell. This same part of the brain is also responsible for storing our emotional memories. This means that if there is a memory associated with extreme joy or extreme pain or agony, our brain not only stores that memory, but it also stores the sensory recordings around those memories. That's probably why a particular perfume or a particular music tune could take you back to that college party which did not end well, or the smell and the sound of frying jalebis could transport you back to a perfect Diwali morning back home. I always find it so interesting when emotions cross paths with science. It also explains a lot of things to me about the choices we make for ourselves during different times of the day. It explains why I drift to music from the 90s when I'm feeling slightly low, and it makes sense why Tu Cheez Badi Hai Mast Mast automatically makes my pelvic area groove every time I hear it. I have a similar experience with the sense of touch. How many of us remember ourselves or our kids being attached to certain fabrics, whether it was this piece of blanket or our mother's dupattas? There's something about the touch of that old rugged cloth which brought us extreme peace and comfort, isn't there? You know what else I used to find relaxing? Dough. I remember my mother used to give me a little piece of dough and I could play with that gooey, cold and sticky texture for hours. This current generation is doing just that with their Play-Dohs and those slimes. If you don't know what a slime is, I don't think you're missing out on much, but they really can be very relaxing to touch. And it's not just relaxing to the mind, but it's important to our overall health and well-being too. I guess culturally, our ancestors understood the strength of this sense of touch and the science associated with it. That's why we are one of the few cultures that insisted on eating food with our hands, and we continue doing so. Science says that when our food is eaten with our hands, it actually helps our bodies in releasing digestive enzymes, which then makes the body process our food in a way that gives us maximum health benefits. And I don't know about you, but I have to eat my dal rice and my khichdis using my fingers, or I'd rather not eat it at all. As a culture, we use our sense of touch for a lot of things for which the West has designed some high-tech gadgets. Think of deep frying. No one had ever heard of cooking thermometers around 10 years ago. We all would sort of hover the palms of our hands over the pan and know if the oil was hot enough to fry, right? I still do that because there is something instinctive in this sense of touch. If you've spent hours at the beach playing with sand or have felt the joy at a newborn baby cupping your finger, you would know what emotions I'm referring to. Any of these sensations are capable of taking us right back to the magic of those memories. Nostalgia is magical, and we all consciously and subconsciously hold on to these memories which bring us warmth, which bring us comfort. This week, I talked about the sense of sound and touch. I will continue talking about sensory stimulants of nostalgia in my coming episode next week, so stay tuned for that. This podcast is available on iTunes, Google Play, Savan, Spotify, or your preferred podcast app. You can find more content for Culture Chaos on Twitter and Facebook. I would love to hear back from all of you, so feel free to write to me on my email. You can also leave your feedback in the form of a review on iTunes. Thank you for listening. This is Isha, and you're listening to Culture Chaos.